Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brent Main. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Luis Aquino. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Scudder. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scudder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brett hits a line drive beyond second. Berga can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McReynolds takes first base on ball four. Brett moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lofton hits a line drive beyond second. Wilkerson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Felix Fermin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aquino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berga moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gwynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Main hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first, with Scudder covering, for the out. Two outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aquino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill hits a line drive towards third. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground for a single. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Alomar. McRae moves to second. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Jeffries moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McReynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts for a single. Alomar moves to third. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Aquino, and towards Howard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, Indians, 1. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scudder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scudder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Main is 0 for 1 in the game. Main strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive beyond second. Wilkerson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive towards short. Howard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields the ball and throws to Scudder covering. Safe. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilkerson moves to second. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive beyond second. Berga can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McReynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Gwynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Main batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Main is 0-for-2 in the game. Main hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Kurt Wilkerson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive off the glove of Sorrento, and into shallow right field. Howard reaches second base with a double. Main moves to third. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hill, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Main scores. Howard scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a line drive beyond second. Berga can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ted Power now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-3 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Gwynn takes first base on ball 4. Brent Main batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Maine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gwynn moves to second. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson hits a pop-up into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of McRae. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Felix Firmin. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga strikes out. Maine drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berga out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sorrento hits a line drive towards first. Joyner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Lewis now playing shortstop. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Joyner is 0 for 4 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Joyner reaches second base with a double. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gwynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Royals. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maine is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Main hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 3 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Montgomery scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill is hit by the pitch. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.